And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 20th of August, 2017. It was on this day, 1940, Winston Churchill delivered a speech to the House of Commons with the famous line, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." It was in the midst of the Battle of Britain. He was referring to the Royal Air Force, who had held off the German Luftwaffe. Winston Churchill wrote all of his own speeches before he became Prime Minister. He was considered somewhat old-fashioned, but after the war began, his dramatic style fit the mood of the country. His father, Lord Randolph Churchill, served in Parliament and was famous for his spontaneous speeches, but Winston Churchill labored over every one. He researched them, planned out the speech in his head, dictated it aloud, revised it, and rehearsed it over and over, sometimes sitting in a bathtub. It's the birthday of the poet Heather McHugh, San Diego, 1948, who said, "I have always lived on waterfronts. If you live on the edge of an enormous mountain or an enormous body of water, it's harder to think of yourself as being so important. That seems useful to me, spiritually." Went to Harvard when she was 16, sold her first poem to the New Yorker a year later. Her books of poetry include Hinge and Sign and Upgraded to Sirius. It's the birthday of H.P. Lovecraft, born Providence, Rhode Island, 1890, who wrote science fiction, fantasy, and horror. His father had a nervous breakdown when he was a boy. Lovecraft was raised by his mother, two aunts, and his grandfather, who all lived together. The books of H.P. Lovecraft, still widely available, books like The Dreams in the Witch House and other weird stories. H.P. Lovecraft, who said, "I never ask a man what his business is, for it never interests me. What I ask him about are his thoughts and dreams." And it's the birthday of the novelist Jacqueline Suzanne, born Philadelphia, 1918, came to New York to become an actress, did some commercials, had bit parts, worked as a model, wrote a book about her poodle, and then in 1966, she published a novel, Valley of the Dolls, about three young women in show business who are addicted to barbiturates, which they call dolls. The world of publishing hated Valley of the Dolls. Everyone agreed that it was trash. Truman Capote said Jacqueline Suzanne looked like a truck driver in drag, and all the negative publicity only increased the sales. It sold 8 million copies in paperback. Here's a poem for today by Peter Harris entitled "Will We Survive?" Maybe if we all become that second baseman who sprinted right, dove, snagged the grounder, thudded to a stop, too late to get up or change hands, too late to do anything but what he could not do, had never tried, could not have done if he had tried, shovel the gloved ball backhanded over his back without looking to the shortstop. No, not to the shortstop, but to where the shortstop would be when he flew across the bag, barehanded the ball, towed the bag, swiveled, elevated above the spikes-up takeout slide, high enough to make the throw to first for the double play. Game over. The not doable, done. No sound at all inside the redundant thunder of applause. Will We Survive? A poem by Peter Harris from Freeing the Hook, published by Deerbrook Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.